Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bring it up, Jake, you pig. Better you bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. 20 minutes from now, pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola joins the show. His best bets for week numero quattro. 40 minutes from now, Brad Evans of BetMGM Tonight, his favorite prop for the Cardinals and Seahawks. And then Femi and I give you our best bets, side total and props for Thursday night football. But joining us right now to kick off the Power Hour, my favorite Yankee fan, the saucy Aussie, the great Jay Croucher, NBC sports betting analyst. You see him on Sunday nights on NBC before Sunday night football. Guy is a budding megastar. At Croucher JD on Twitter, my friend, welcome back to the show. Let's go, Yanks. How's it going?
Yeah, let's go, Yanks. Thanks, Nick. Fantastic intro. As always, you continue to outdo yourself. It's going well. I'm enjoying this Yankee surge. New York, or rather where I am, Stamford, is buzzing. It's fun when the Yankees are good, and not so fun when they're in a Shakespearean tragedy, as it seemed like they were with the bullpen for a while there, but it's corrected. And if they win the division, I think they should be World Series favorites.
Well, to win it all, not just to win, because yeah. I was going to say, I think October will go like Othello.
Yeah, okay. Yes, great first Othello reference for the show. Hopefully there's more to come on young Othello.
I don't know what happens in Othello. I just thought it was like a good Shakespearean, a good play to bring up.
Yeah, no, it's good. There's a lot of vowel sounds in Othello, so it sounds very Shakespearean. Look, yes. if they win the division, they're almost certainly going to be the one seed. And if they get the one seed and they get a bye, then I think they're the best of the four bye teams. And because given that the Dodgers are going to be a three seed and can't get a bye, and the American League isn't particularly good, and they would have home field throughout, and particularly against Seattle, which would be important. So yeah, I think that the Yankees are just as good a team as they were last year, if not better, even with the loss of Soto. I think they've patched up the roster in other parts. So yeah, I think it'd be very exciting. Expectations would be very high, Nick, if they get the one seed.
Othello kills himself at the end. I just looked it up. Sorry for the spoiler alert, 100 years after the fact. It is a great representation of the New York Yankees in October. Let's talk about the Yankees.
Hopefully we don't get the same outcome for Jose Caballero or something.
If it all goes south. Yes. Well, if Anthony Volpe is going to be playing, then we may get that outcome.
I just say before we jump into it, there's on the MTA train that goes from Stanford to Grand Central. There's an Anthony Volpe. There's like a poster of him on the train, and it's really terrifying when you're sitting on a train and Anthony's staring at this giant blow up image of Anthony Volpe. You feel like the train is going to go off the tracks or something. The train's not going to make the throw to first base and pull into Grand Central appropriately. It's a very strange experience riding with blow up Anthony Volpe.
I'll just throw this out there quickly. When I used to live on Long Island in my mother's basement, literally, and I would take the train to Sirius XM where I worked at the time in Midtown, we would always pass this huge billboard that was spray painted, and it said, "Is it nothing to you, all who pass, from Lamentations in the Bible?" And I'd always look at it and say to myself, I need to be a better human.
Yeah.
And then a few seconds would go by, and yes, I'd go back to being my same selfish son of a bitch self and just go on with my life and what's best for me. Let's talk about American League MVP. Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, -250 after hitting his 60th homer last night. Pretty unbelievable. Aaron Judge, +175. Jay, I know this is personal to you. Who do you think is going to win American League MVP, and is there a betting opportunity at this juncture?
So at current prices, I don't think there is. I think the market's actually very appropriately priced. It's funny. This is probably the most interesting and compelling MVP race from a betting perspective that I can imagine across any sport in the past decade or so, at least, because the reason why is that one man's chances of winning are so tied to statistical milestones, in that every Cal Raleigh at bat, the MVP price should change, because every at-bat where he doesn't homer and he's not able to pass, I mean, 60 was a big landmark, and that's why I think he's now the favorite. But like, if Cal Raleigh, if he gets the 63 homers, it's just 100% over. If he gets the 62 homers, it's probably he's the heavy, heavy favorite. If he doesn't homer again and the Yankees win the division and get the one seed, then I think Judge would win. So it's a basically this, from a pricing perspective, it's an exercise of, all right, calculate what you think the probability is that Raleigh ends up at 60, 61, 62, 63 plus, and then price out what you think his win probability
is. What is this, calculus class? Like, do the math for us, buddy. You're the expert. Yeah, what do you think is going to happen?
Anyway, I've done the math for you, Nick. I've done it. And so when you put it into the Jay supercomputer, which is really just an Excel sheet with like three columns and a couple of rows, because it's not very sophisticated for this race. So what it comes out for me is Raleigh -200, Judge +200. So I think that it's a 67-33 race. But the crazy thing is, and why it is so insane, is that I messaged two people last night that I think the race might be over 4 hours apart. And it was about two different players, because I'm the Judge at the two homers. Then I really thought that Raleigh, if Raleigh doesn't homer tonight, then it's going to feel this morning like it's almost over. And the fact that he hits two just completely reorients the race. And so, but here's the crazy thing, right? Is that Cal Raleigh just hit two homers to get to 60 as a switch hitting catcher on the night that the Mariners clinched their first division title in 24 years. And he's not -10,000 to win American League MVP, because Aaron Judge is just that good and the numbers are that good. So I think there's still room for this to take another turn. I think if Raleigh, there's four games left. If he doesn't homer again and the Yankees win the division, I think Judge would win. So I do think that there is still room for more things to happen in the race. But I do think it's appropriately priced for now. But the price should change literally by every 20 minutes that Cal Raleigh takes his plate appearances.
I just want to, just in case, because we have some younger viewers of the show, right? Just in case people don't remember what happened the last time the Mariners won the division. They set the Major League Baseball record for wins and lost to the Yankees in the NLCS.
It's coming back.
Just in case people forgot about that. You bet on this Thursday. We'll get to the NFL in a moment, Jay, but anything else? And we've got Jim Bowden's going to join us tomorrow on the show, former Major League Baseball general manager. We got a special guest coming up on Monday if Bill Zimmerman does his job. And Femi and I and the crew will be giving our baseball bets tomorrow and Monday for the postseason and the end of the regular season. Give us something else that you like, Jay. Non-Yankees World Series, something else that you like. And we don't know what some of the matchups are, obviously, but something you're going to like in the Major League Baseball playoffs.
Yeah, so I think the most interesting thing on the National League side is that the Dodgers, for the most part, they remain the favorite. And in a lot of places, they're the favorite to win the World Series. They are out to 3-1 at MGM. And I think that the Phillies are just clearly more likely than the Dodgers to win the National League because they have one fewer series to play. So I think that is the interesting kind of inflection point in the NL, the fact that the Dodgers have to play this sudden death chaos best of three, potentially against the Mets, who would still be the favorite right now as we speak to get the sixth seed, even though it is very tenuous and they've only got a half game lead on the Reds and don't have the tiebreak. But if the Dodgers have to play a chaos series against Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor, I won't mention the pitching, but it's very losable for the Dodgers there. So I think the Phillies should be the clear favorite in the National League. The other baseball thing that's compelling to me is this National League Rookie of the Year race, which is, it's not really a race anymore. The race has more or less been run. I don't think anything that happens from now on will really change anything unless Drake Baldwin, you know, hits 2-3 homers in a game. I think that's fairly set. It's a strange one because if you look at the numbers, Drake Baldwin should win because he is like one war clear of Cade Horton now in pretty much both forms of war. He has the full season long case. He's a catcher with an OPS over 800. He's going to lead in batting average and slugging and RBIs amongst rookies. And he's just got a very solid all-around case. And if you just look back at the numbers, you would think that it's Drake Baldwin, but I think he's going to lose. And I think Cade Horton is going to win because of sequencing and the fact that in an uninspiring race, that Cade Horton having a 104 ERA in the second half and not giving up more than two runs in a start these past 12 starts, he's only given up more than one run once in that run. That is the only notable thing about this race. And I think that voters, Gary Cohen actually summed up the race unintentionally very well on the Cubs-Mets broadcast, where he basically said, Cade Horton has had a spectacular second half and Drake Baldwin's been good all year. And that's really the race. It's one guy's been spectacular for half the season, one guy's been good for a full season. I think the voters ultimately will go with the spectacular.
And Femi, as everybody knows, that is the most important and impactful thing that Gary Cohen said this week that got the most attention.
Of course.
Brief commentary. His unintentional commentary on the National League Rookie of the Year race, which, by the way, might be the worst Rookie of the Year race in the history of humanity. I can't go back all the way in all the annals of humanity, but it has to be up there. This is way worse than Kowser Heel. Kowser and Heel would lap these blokes.
Yeah, Kowser, Heel, Wells, if you want to throw him into that group. That AL Rookie of the Year race was terrible last year. That looks like it's a gold standard compared to what's going on this year. We'll all be better off not having to think about this after Sunday. Let's talk about some football, though, Jay. NFL, big week ahead. What's your favorite bet on the board and why?
Okay, so my favorite bet on the board, the over in Rams Colts, which is 49.5. I still think there's a little bit of skepticism in the market about exactly how good this Colts offense is. And I just don't have that skepticism. I think this is a legitimate elite offense. I think that there is still a little bit of a stench around Daniel Jones's name, which you can understand after the past 2 years. But the thing about Jones is that he has an excellent season on record, 2022, with the Giants. He's 28 years old, so it's not like this is completely unprecedented. And I think that just the fact the outlier amount of first read throws that he is making in this offense just goes to show that you don't need to look at this as though it's Daniel Jones, failed New York Giants quarterback. You just need to view Daniel Jones as a competent vessel for Shane Steichen. And I'm fully bought into Steichen. I still think it's extremely underrated that he went 9-8 and was Tyler Goodson's fingertips away from winning the AFC South with Gardner Minshew 2 years ago. I think the offensive line is excellent. I think Michael Pittman, Josh Downs, we'll see if Alec Pierce plays this week, but Tyler Warren, I think the pass catch is great, and I think Jonathan Taylor has played like the best running back in football. So I think that this offense is just legitimately elite. And then on the other side, the defense has question marks. I think the Colts defense is competent, but I don't think it's great, and I think that the Rams offense is going to move the ball mostly at will there. It's also a problem that Kenny Moore is hurt. This is literally the one game of the entire season against any possible opponent. You would not want Kenny Moore to be hurt because he would have faced Puka Nacua who is perhaps the best wide receiver in football right now and has been lining up more than 40% of the time in the slot, which is where Kenny Moore lines up as well. It's going to be Mike Hilton off the street, basically defending Puka Nacua, which is not a great matchup, and welcome to life as an Indianapolis Colt. So I think it's just going to be a very high-scoring game that sails over.
All right, that total up to 49.5 now, pretty much across the board. We've got a couple of minutes left here, Jay, in about 60 seconds. How are you betting Ravens-Chiefs on Sunday? One of these teams is going to be 1-3, and I can't wait to see which one it is.
Yeah, this is a fascinating matchup. I think that the best way to bet this game, and it sounds weird and it's a little bit frightening after he's going to have a lot to prove, but Derrick Henry's rushing prop is set in the mid-80s. I think it's been hovering around 83.5. And I think that that is baking in last year a little bit too much and not baking in enough that this Chiefs run defense is excellent and has been for a while now. Think about what they did to the Chargers in week one, where Chris Jones basically just swallowed up a Marion Hampton and that entire Chargers run game. Think about what Saquon Barkley wasn't able to do against the Chiefs as well. So I think that Henry he hasn't played at the same level as last year, clearly. I think it's a red flag, the fact that he could even possibly have a game where he went 11 for 23 against the Browns. I think this game is going to be a bit more on Lamar Jackson's shoulders, which are perfectly fine shoulders to put a game upon. But I think the Chiefs' run defense is excellent. I think that Henry, who at the best of times really only plays half the snaps, and this team I think is a little bit more susceptible with their defense to not being in ultra run scripts as well. So I think it'll be a close game. I think it might be an ugly-ish game because I don't think these teams are humming at the moment, but I would take the under on Henry's rushing yards.
10 seconds for this one. Give us a side that you like in the NFL this weekend.
Okay, I like the Packers, -7 in Dallas. And I understand that there's a little bit of apprehension around the Packers after the Browns game. I just don't think the Cowboys can score against this Packers defense with CeeDee Lamb out. I think the Dak is much more dependent on his context than he has been, say, a couple of years ago when he was in a bit better place as an elite quarterback in the NFL.
Give me a line or two from memory of Hamlet's famous monologue.
To be or not to be, Nick, 'tis the question. The slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. And that's all I got.
I was hoping you would say it like Billy Madison. Adam Sandler says it in Billy Madison. Of outrageous fortune. on Twitter, a Croucher JD, NBC Sports. You're the best. We appreciate it. Stay well. Go Yankees. And we'll catch up with you next week.
Go Yankees. Appreciate it, fellas.
The great Jay Croucher here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, Rob Pizzola, his best bets for week 4 in the NFL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, all our bets for tonight with the Cardinals and the Seahawks. We look forward to that. And Brad Evans will join us as well with his favorite prop bet for tonight. But joining us right now, take a spin around week four in the National Football League, our buddy, pro sports bettor, the great Rob Pozzola, who is the founder of The Hammer, and we had Joey Kanish on the show earlier, the host of Forward Progress. We want everyone to check that out on YouTube. Just search Forward Progress NFL, and it'll come up. I check out their content. They do an awesome job. And the co-founder of the sports betting app, BetStamp, on Twitter at his name, at Rob Pozzola. My friend, welcome back to the show. How's it going?
It's going well, Nick. NFL season is my bread and butter, but having the Ryder Cup coming around the corner as well is just so exciting for me. So this was just such a great time of year to be a sports fan.
Do you have anything on the Ryder Cup that our listeners and viewers could tell you on?
I mean, I don't know that I want to share it on a primarily American airwaves.
That's okay. I think everyone bet Europe on the show crew. That's all right.
You know, I will say this. I bet Europe just purely because I like in my head have convinced myself underdog price and this and that. I was at MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference years ago. I got to chat with a lot of people who were part of the Ryder Cup U.S. team, and they were talking about the home field advantage. And it is insane how meticulously they will set up the course to favor their team. It's like they run so many studies on exactly where players will hit it to, the difference of 4 or 5 yards and how they cut the rough in certain areas. So I don't know. I feel like I might just be cooked on this one because I think the rosters are pretty even. But at the end of the day, I just want something to cheer for.
All right, and if you've chosen to go against the United States of America, that's okay. We love you anyway. Canada,
friends,
you'll be the 51st. You'll be the 51st state soon enough, buddy. All right, let's turn our attention to the National Football League now. Let's just Thursday Night Football just to clear it for like 20 seconds. Anything tonight with the Cardinals and the Seahawks?
I did not bet the game at all. So just so people know, my raw number in the game is like Seattle by about a half a point, somewhere between a half and 1 point. Obviously, big defensive upgrades for them. I had some interest in Arizona at first if we were going to see more players out in the Seattle secondary. But as the injury reports played out, nothing I want to do here. I'm mostly just concerned about how Kyler Murray has played against Mike McDonald's defense in the past. They really put an emphasis on shutting down the run and making Kyler beat them with his arm, and he hasn't been able to do that. So I ended up with nothing here.
All right, let's go to Sunday, Rob, and let's start with the Patriots and the Panthers in Foxborough. New England, a 5.5-point favorite in this game against Bryce Young in Carolina. Total sitting at 43. How are you betting this game?
Yeah, I've gone back to the well with the Patriots, and I've actually bet a little bit of under as well. The one thing that I'm selling completely in this game is the Panthers' offense. I just don't think Carolina's offense will ever get to the point that we saw towards the latter half of last year. You look at so far this season against the Jags, they did nothing. Against the Cardinals, took until garbage time for them to do anything. Last week against the Falcons, they primarily won on defense. It was 10-0 at the half, pick six right out of the half. They averaged just 4.1 yards per play offensively. New England is very good on their defensive line, and I think they'll really pose problems for Carolina where they're missing players, Robert Hunt and Austin Corbett. Plus, you look at the skill position players that are out for Carolina. I mean, I'm not like a Xavier Leggett fan. I think he stinks. Jatavion Sanders as well is not a top tight end, but they're so thin with skill position players at this point that I'm just willing to sell this offense completely. So Patriots, I lost sleep because of them last week. I didn't really want to go back to the well here, but I just think Carolina is overvalued right now.
Well, we're considering pulling the trigger on New England in Survivor this week. We're going to make that decision tomorrow. You might have just helped us make the decision. We'll see you tomorrow on a Friday. Rob, the Lions coming off the impressive Monday night win in Baltimore against the Ravens. Now a 10-point home favorite against the Browns on Sunday off of Cleveland's upset in Green Bay. Total 44.5. Any bets for you with the Lions and the Browns?
Yeah, so I laid it with the Lions, and I just want to be explicitly clear. Like, there's still 9.5s out there, and normally I'll give you guys a price that's widely available, but the 9.5 is valuable in this game, and I don't think the 10 is. Cleveland, offensively, they just leave too much to be desired. And I know that we could point to their defense and how good it's been so far. Historically, it doesn't travel as well as they play at home. But consider how good their defense was last week. Jordan Love had an average depth of target of less than 1 yard. I mean, he could not get the ball downfield whatsoever. And Cleveland was still down 10-0 and not covering the spread midway through the fourth quarter of that game because the offense is so anemic. Cleve T.A., who's a member of our team at the Hammer, is a big Cleveland Browns fan, but he posted a stat today that going back to 2023, if you remove the Jameis Winston starts, the Browns have played 16 straight games where the offense has not scored more than 18 points. They just can't do it. And I think over time, this Lions team is kind of built to wear you down and beat you down. So I laid the points with them. I think this needs to be a double-digit spread. And ultimately, people might be concerned with a letdown for the Lions, but that hasn't been the case under Dan Campbell. They have played hard for him every single game. And I think this is very similar type of game to Cleveland-Baltimore, where Cleveland's D might hold them in there early, but as time goes on, they're just going to get grinded down. So I took the Lions here.
Rob, we don't know about Jaden Daniels' status yet for Sunday's game as the Commanders visit Michael Penix and the Falcons. We're basically at a pick'em now with Atlanta and Washington, and Penix coming off easily the worst start of his young career. So pick'em, total 45, anything with the Falcons and the Commies?
Oh, for sure. So a big part of what I do is like I try to read the tea leaves. I watch a lot of coaches' press conferences, players talking. I strongly believe, I believe we're at a point where it's 90% that Jaden Daniels will not play in this game. I don't think he's going to play. I think when that news comes out, Atlanta's going to get bet out to like a 2.5-point favorite, something like that in this game. And because of that, I think the Falcons are a valuable number here at Pick'em. You can decide what you want to do later on, whether it's try to middle it, buy off, arb out, or whatever. But I have a strong feeling Daniels is not going to play in this game. And I'm a Mariota fan, don't get me wrong. But Mariota, without Terry McLaurin there, I mean, they don't have a lot of weapons. I don't trust the defense. Yeah, Penix looked awful last week. But, you know, the NFL is, it's ups and downs. And I'd be hard pressed to think he's going to play that bad every single week with what we've seen out of him in the past, which is being just like a middling type of quarterback. So I think this is a valuable number in market right now. And I, you know, if I hadn't played any Falcons yet, I wouldn't want to be competing on the news when you find out potentially that Jaden Daniels is out. So it's a bit of a risk to get out ahead of it, but I think Falcons right now is a solid bet.
You better, you bet on this Thursday. Our guest, pro sports bettor Rob Pezzola on Twitter at Rob Pezzola. Rob, Raiders and the Bears, pick the winner of the game in Las Vegas. Who do you got?
Yeah, I like the Raiders. I mean, Femi, unfortunately, is a Cowboys fan like I am. I think you might get like something that develops over the course of the year where you just bet against the team that just faced the Cowboys and you probably pretty well because the defense is so bad that they're making these other offenses look astronomically good. Like Russell Wilson looked like, you know, he rolled it back a decade. Last week, Caleb Williams, who couldn't hit a receiver to save his life in the first 2 weeks, looks fantastic. And I think that's elevated the Bears in market to a point where they shouldn't be at. They had a pretty brutal injury report today. They're still missing several players on defense. But on top of that, Darnell Wright didn't practice at right tackle. Grady Jarrett has popped up now, a defensive tackle on the injury report. The one thing about the Raiders, they might stink completely, but they're a healthy football team. Other than Michael Mayer, they don't really have anyone on the injury report that's of concern right now. So team at full health against a team that's really, really banged up. The banged up team is coming off of a performance where they look like world beaters against a really bad defense. The Raiders have not been able to run the ball yet this year. That's kind of the MO of Pete Carroll. The Bears' rushing success rate on defense is really bad, bottom five in the league. This, to me, is the game where they might be able to open up the offense a bit more. So, yeah, give me the winner in the game. I like the Raiders here.
Yeah, Rob, I've been saying it all week, said it last week, the Dallas Cowboys, are the defense is the slump busters. As we've seen, three quarterbacks have like games of their lives against this Dallas Cowboys defense. Average QBR so far through 3 weeks for the opposition is 80. What are you doing in that Cowboys-Packers game Sunday Night Football?
I'm probably crying, Femi, if I'm going to be honest with you. I'm probably sitting on my couch crying, watching the Cowboys get obliterated. I mean, the upside is at least that Deron Bland and Trayvon Diggs are practicing today. I think Bland is actually pretty big for that defense because they just don't have a lot of playmakers. I don't know what the path to success is for Dallas, though, offensively, especially in a game if they fall behind. Like, if Green Bay scores early and Dallas has to throw, see them without their starting center, without their starting right guard against that deep front, I could see it getting out of hand. That said, I'm not betting the Packers. I think the price is fair in the game, but you know, I'm gonna just watch it as a fan, and I got to do a show right after Sunday Night Football. I just hope that I'm not in a terrible mood.
Well, I got bad news for you, buddy. Good news is, you ready to do some lightning around here? Let's get as many games in as we can.
Let's do it.
Chiefs and the Ravens at Arrowhead. Baltimore, a 2.5-point road favorite, total in the high 40s.
Absolutely nothing here for me. If the Ravens didn't have the defensive injuries, I would lay it no problem. I mean, we probably wouldn't see the 2.5. It would be 3 instead. I just don't think the Chiefs can take advantage in the running game like Detroit did. Chiefs can't run the ball with Pacheco and Hunt. So it's a pass for me. If I had to pick, I would take the Ravens.
Titans and the Texans, Rob. This was 7.5. Now it's 7 for Houston. 38.5 the total.
I took Titans 7.5. I'm regretting it in a big way. That's got to be the point, though. I cannot buy 7. And this would not be a play on the Titans. It would just be against the Texans. Although, if there's a team that the O-line is going to hold up against, might be the Titans. You just double Jeffrey Simmons and they can't do anything else. But 7.5, I thought, was a buy point on Tennessee.
Rob, I think it's interesting that we've seen action on the New Orleans Saints this week. This was Buffalo minus 16.5 against New Orleans. We're down to 15.5. Do you want to make the case for New Orleans to cover the spread? Total of the game's 48.
The case is that Buffalo builds up a big lead and then they don't care in the second half. That's really the case. It's unfortunate that it's the Saints playing Buffalo this week because Buffalo does have key injuries. Like, Ed Oliver, Matt Milano, not going to play again. Their right tackle, Spencer Brown, is hurt. If they were playing like a real team on both sides of the ball, I'd be interested in betting against the Bills. But at the end, no. I mean, I think the people buying the Saints are just purely numbers plays. I don't love to get involved in these big spread games.
Any reason to believe that Jackson Dart and the Giants could cover 6.5 at home against the 3-0 Chargers?
Yes, I think the reason to believe it is that nobody's really seen him yet. I think it could be a tough spot for the Chargers really going here, have limited sample to work with. With that said, I would never bet Giants 6.5. I would rather just bet Giants money line if I was going to bet the Giants. Like, if you're betting the upside case for New York, just bet the upside case instead of taking the 6.5. Conversely, it's the same thing with the Chargers. If you like minus 6.5 in the game, just go bet an alt line at minus 14.5 or something like that. Like, this is a game where it has so much more variance because of the unknown at quarterback for the Giants. But I didn't do anything with this one. I'm just interested to see how Dart plays. And in markets valuing him as a slight downgrade to Russ, it's kind of hard to believe.
I agree with that completely. 20 seconds for the Niners and Jaguars. We know a lot to be figured out injury-wise here. San Fran in between 3 and 3.5 at home, total 47.
Yes, very slight lean to the Jags. Jags are defending the run really well. And for San Fran's offense to work, it starts with the run concepts for them a lot. That's working against them. On the other side, San Fran plays a lot of too high on defense, tons of light boxes with Salah's defense. And Jacksonville has been able to establish the run. So I think Jacksonville can keep it close. I just haven't come around to that yet. I don't think the Jags are a good football team. I just think it's a good matchup for them.
All right, so Jacksonville is the lean against San Francisco. Rams 3.5 at home against the Colts. Total 49.5.
I took a little bit of under 50 yesterday. Small play. Just thought it got too far out. I'm also waiting to see if there's a second wave of Colts money. I would like to bet the Rams at 3. I don't know we will get there. It's not that I don't believe in the Colts, because I do think they'll be good. I just think that we're going to be getting to a point where the market is ranking them as like this elite offense with certainty. I'm not sure that it'll be there when there's more and more tape. They're doing well with motion and play action, but I want to try to find a spot to back the Rams here.
Any bets for you? Eagles 3.5 at the Bucs, total 44, or the two Monday games? Dolphins 2.5 against the Jets, 45. Broncos 7.5 against the Bengals, 44. 30 seconds for the answer.
Yeah, so at current market, I don't want to tell you about stuff I bet previously, but at current market, I like the Dolphins team total over 23.5. In some spots, it's minus 115, minus 120. The Jets defense is deplorable, and it's only getting worse with more and more players getting added to IR. Quincy Williams this week, they're not getting any reinforcements. They made Rodgers look great in week one. Bills, you can give a pass for in week two. Last week, the Bucs had like no offense. I mean, they're down their entire O-line, basically. Mike Evans gets hurt, Godwin's out, and they still move the ball on them. So I like Miami to put up points in that game. I like their team over.
Rob, you're the best. We literally hit every single game. What a legend. Rob supports us. Please support him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola, The Hammer, Forward Progress on YouTube, BetStamp. We love you, buddy. Good luck this weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Good luck as well.
The great Rob Pizzola joining us here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, Brad Evans, his favorite prop, and Femi and I, side total props, Cardinals and Seahawks.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So thank you, Sadola. Before we wrap up the tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet, with all our bets for tonight with the Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals. Three tremendous guests joined us on the show. We appreciate all of them. Our friend Joey Kanish on college football, Jay Croucher, NBC Sports, breaking down the NFL and Major League Baseball, and pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola just now on the National Football League. BetMGM is our show sponsor. We want everyone to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Femi broke down NFL awards NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, and others. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And subscribe and like the YouTube page for our network, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. You get all the content from the network, not just us at You Better You Bet, Brad Evans, BetMGM Tonight, Bet Sweats, Daily Tip, our friend Ryan Horvath, and more, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, technical director, Tyler Morales, our engineer, Jake Hassan, our associate producer, Addie Bates, our video producer, Mike Brown. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring the aforementioned Ryan Horvath and our guest at this time, one of the originators and purveyors of Tequila Thursday, the great Brad Evans. Brad, happy Tequila Thursday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos, bartender. Bartender, pour my boys a stiff drink.
That's the best, man. What's the best prop for tonight, my friend?
Guys, I can't believe I saw this. Eyes popped out of the sockets when it popped up yesterday at BetMGM. I took the over immediately on Torrey Horton receiving yards. I grabbed it at 21.5. It has jumped a couple of yards. It's now up to 23.5, and I would still take that over. -110 juice on that prop. You see, Horton's role is slowly creeping up right now. And a guy that's got a decent matchup on paper. You look at Arizona, number 13, and dropback EPA defense. So far on the young year, but he's going to see a lot of Max Melton in coverage, who's given up a 64.7% catch rate and is number 93. Let me repeat that, number 93 in pass coverage grade right now, according to Pro Football Focus. Horton is number 22 in average at the target, also known as ADOT, with a handsome 17.6 in that category. He's gone back to back games, so at least 32 yards. Make it back to back. Up back with at least 30 yards. All I need is the cash over is 22, or right now on the number at BetMGM, him getting to 24 yards. So far and away, my best bet of the night, Torrey Horton. Here's a what? Well, here's a who, and hopefully I'm going to hear a whole bunch of money slapping in my hand on that over. Again, I grabbed it at 21.5 receiving yards. I'd still play it at the current number of 23.5.
Brad, it's the most popular bet at BetMGM today, per our friend John Ewing. Does that make you like or dislike the bet more?
I don't give a damn what America thinks. You know, a lot of people like, oh, you got to fade the public. Automatic. You know, once in a great while, folks, the public actually gets crap right. So I'm tailing that bet. Torrey Horton's role is growing. I talked to a couple of Seattle diehard fans and one insider today, and they said, yeah, that checks out. So he is going to be on the field probably at least 60-70% of the snap share tonight.
Brad, the analysis is sterling, your delivery outstanding, and your dome is shiny. Have a great show tonight, my friend.
Kyler Murray, the dachshund of the desert, over 28.5 rush yards. I'm out.
BetMGM Tonight follows us here on the BetMGM Network with Brad Evans and Ryan Horvath. All right, let's get to our bets for the Seahawks and the Cardinals. Jake, please drop the dope-ass beat. All right, so Femi, as it stands right now, the actives and inactives are starting to come in, at least for the Arizona Cardinals. I'll give the side in total. You tell us injury-wise what's happening. Seattle, let's call it a one-point favorite. Seattle, a one-point road favorite, total 43.5. Mm-hmm. What's happening right now in terms of injuries?
Yeah, I'm still waiting to get the Seahawks one, so if the guys see the Seahawks ones, please drop those in the chats. But the Arizona Cardinals inactives are out. Their stud rookie cornerback, Will Johnson, dealing with a groin injury. He is out for tonight's game, inactive, as is wide receiver Zay Jones in the concussion protocol, inactive. And then their interior offensive lineman, Will Hernandez, dealing with a knee injury, also inactive tonight. But the big news on the positive for Arizona, Paris Johnson Jr., their offensive tackle, is active and will play, did not play in their loss to the 49ers.
All right, how are you betting this game? Cards and Seahawks, Femi, side and total.
Man, it feels like this should be a pick'em game, in my opinion. There's a lot of respect here for Seattle, but I'm also down on the Seahawks compared to most people. It's a small, small, small bet. Like, this is like a quarter unit bet on Arizona, because I just want something to sweat tonight. And my opinion is that I think the Cardinals actually bounce back and win this game. So give me Cardinals +110, quarter unit bet, just to have some fun on a Thursday night. I'm rolling with Arizona.
So I said it at the start of the show. I want Arizona to win. Like, I have Arizona to win the division. I have Arizona win total over. I think if you like Arizona, and like Femi can be right on Arizona, I think if Arizona's going to win, you need things to happen that I'm not sure are going to happen. Like, is Kyler going to play well in the big moments? He hasn't thus far this season. Can Marvin Harrison Jr. catch the ball? I actually have a thought on that. We'll get to that in a second here. I don't know how this is going to look. I would love for the Cardinals to win. I'm actually going to pass this game side or total. I basically have a bet on Arizona already. So, Femi, you and I will be simpatico here. For the people that are watching and listening, you want a bet from me? Honestly, like, if you put a gun to my head, water gun to my head, pick the winner, I'd take Seattle. Like, life on the line, I would take the Seahawks. I don't feel that confident in it. So why don't we get to the props instead? So Femi on Arizona, me, I'm rooting for the Cardinals. You know, it's raining here in the Northeast. And I'm starting to get pale, man. I got to take a trip to the tanning salon. If I were on an island, I wouldn't need to go into the tanning box. Oh, no. So let's take a trip to a tropical locale for some first touchdown scorers.
Seahawks and the Cardinals going a little bit of desert.
Can I interrupt the island for 1 second?
For
just interrupt for just one second just to get this in. So Seattle's actives and inactives are out. Zach Charbonnet is active for tonight. So for people that are in your fantasy, like, Charbonnet is playing tonight for Seattle. He'll split duties with Kenneth Walker III. Charbonnet active. My apologies, Femi, on your island. Please continue.
We'll have a little bit of Charbonnet on the island. Make sure it's nice and chilled as we watch tonight's football game between the Seahawks and the Cards. But for Seattle, the 12s, that's what they call their fans. They're going to be excited to see a lot of 12 personnel. What is that? That's the two tight ends. And it's a mismatch on paper when you look at it. The tight ends having a lot of success against the Arizona Cardinals. And I'm going to go with a guy for the Seahawks in A.J. Barner at 25-1. Like Jawan Johnson. Like Jatavion Sanders. A.J. Barner's going to have some success and will be your first TD scorer tonight. And for Arizona on the Cardinals, this one is near and dear to the island. A friend of the program from last February, our guy, Cardinals tight end, Trey McBride, 10-1. The positive regression of 2025 underway. So it's Barner at 25-1, McBride at 10-1, and I'll see you on the island.
It's just the way you say some words are just like that. It is a tour de force from Femi every week. Great job.
I appreciate it. It's my island accent.
It's very good. Maybe I should have an accent because my picks suck. It's not been a great start to the year for the. I mean, seriously, I'm pretty upset. So look, you know, I'm gonna give thoughts on a bunch of players here. If you're out there watching and listening, you're like, hey man, your props suck. I know. You can fade me. You don't have to listen. You could roll with me tonight. At some point, it's actually. I guess I could just lose all the time. And I don't lose all of them, but losing thus far on the season, and the Prop Kings used to racking up winning weeks betting props. Hopefully week four will be different than the ones that have come before. So let's get to it right now. I don't even want to do the pomp and circumstance. I'm the Prop Kings a little down in the dumps. Let's get to it with thy royal plays.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos.
All hail King Kostos.
Worship me, swine. Let me ask all you fools a question. Who liked Torrey Horton first? The answer is me. Now everyone likes him. Number one on the BetMGM most bet list, Torrey Horton receiving yards over. And guess what? That son of a bitch is going over. But that's not the best prop for tonight. Just because on Monday, I gave out nine things that I liked, and eight of them hit, and the one that I actually gave out on the show didn't, which was Jameson Williams. Every other thought was great, except for J-Mo. I do like Torrey Horton to go over receiving yards. If I had to bet Jaxon Smith-Njigba tonight, 80.5, I'd go over on JSN. I don't know if he's going to have 120 yards tonight. 80, I think, is the right number for JSN. If I had to bet it, I would go over. Trey Benson's receiving yards prop. sitting at 19.5. The Seahawks have given up the most receiving yards to opposing running backs. If I had to bet Trey Benson receiving yards, I would bet the over. But the prop that I'm going to give out tonight, perhaps against my better judgment, much like Joe Hendry, I believe in Marvin Harrison Jr. You can say his name, not his dad's. It's like Voldemort. Marvin Harrison Jr. will clear 50 yards tonight. He was in his head. He's had only a couple days to think about it, and now he's back out on the field. MHJ over receiving yards, and I've had some people message me about Greg Dortch. I like Greg Dortch as well, but again, the one prop that I'll give out, fade it, because I've been losing all of these. Marvin Harrison Jr. over receiving yards. Anytime touchdowns, just the Tip Reman for the Arizona Cardinals. A bunch of listeners and viewers reached out to me with that bet, and I like it as well. For Seattle, at a huge price, Eric Saubert, their third tight end, who's playing a ton of snaps, running routes, just as many as Elijah Arroyo. Eric Saubert, anytime touchdown. And Greg Dortch's price, I think, is ridiculous. Plus 700. He's their starting slot receiver tonight for the Arizona Cardinals, Greg Dortch. And right now, MGM doesn't have Bam Knighter, Michael Carter. It's going to require some work from you, the listener or viewer. Arizona's third running back tonight, a couple shekels on that player to score a touchdown. We'll catch everybody tomorrow on a phenomenal Football Friday. For Femi Abebefe, I'm Nick Costos, wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.